Log Talk Radio.
So good by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's way. God's way. It was God's way. How did I make it all these years? How did I make it this far? And all of the years, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it out through the rain? If you want to know, just
want to know how I made it. You got me.
It's so easy to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
Made it this far. By the grace of God. God's grace.
God's
grace. It was God's grace. It's amazing
grace.
I made it this far. Lord, I thank you for how you brought me, how you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace. I remember the time when I strayed away. Even though I knew the word, still I would obey. The God's mercy and His grace stay with me and brought me, all the way. God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
It's God's grace.
Made it.
By the grace of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, it was by God's grace.
And you know it was by his grace. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon.
I am
Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, I pray you all are hearing me. My monitor is not working like it. I thought it would work. Pastor, are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Okay, I would call myself trying to get that squeal out. Is the squeal gone, Pastor?
Yes, I don't hear it now, Pastor.
Okay, awesome. Okay, brothers and sisters, we're truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into Thankful Thursday, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and everything give thanks. This is no reason for you not to thank God. There isn't a reason at all. You can't give me one reason you should be thanking God. If you can say hi, if you got any kind of voice, if you didn't do nothing, raise your hand, you can thank him. Because he says in everything, give thanks. And then I heard him say in the 150th Psalms, the only reason you should not be praising God and thanking him is because you don't have breath. Because he said, let everything that has breath, that's a fish, that's anything, that's enough. Everything that got breath need to praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Pastor Bill for a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah.
Oh, normal. That's just my praise God. The scripture I like to share is coming from Psalm.
Recording started.
3.
And verse 10. Praise God. From all 3:10. Teach me to I will. For thou art my God, thy spirit is good. Lead me the land of uprightness. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Thanking you, Father God. Beautiful day, Father God. We're thanking you, Father God, that you woke us up this morning, clothed us in our right mind. Lord, we give you praise, Father God. We're thanking you, Father God, for all of your many blessings that you have given unto us, Father God. And you keep blessing us day after day after day, Father.
Yes,
God.
Yes.
Lord, we ask that you will be with all of those who have been lifted up in prayer. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against us, to try to hinder us from receiving the word, to teaching the word. Speak the blood of Jesus on this, over our pastor, over the listeners, over those that participate, Father God. And we're so thankful that we know you, that it's a part of our sins, but you have set us free. And Father God, we are so glad, and we stand thankful today, Father God, for all that you want. So be with those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved. Be with those who are going through. All things work together for good for those who love you. And that if you, all things are working together for our good. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We ask that you pastor in a mighty way, continue to use him as he teaches the word, Father God, and help us to receive that word, Father God. We thankful for your many blessings. Now, Lord, have your way, by Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Today is Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. We're going to open it up for all those that would like to render thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And if I must say, his mercy endure forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just hoping you guys hear me pretty good out there. I, this mic, praise God, I ain't complaining. I'm just going to go with the flow. Hallelujah. Going with the flow. I don't know which mic to make the default mic here. And I keep telling them. But that's okay. Hallelujah.
Yes. Huh? You sound good. I don't hear that background.
Okay.
Background noise.
We're good. Okay. Anyone would like to thank God for whatever, you know, anyone else point out that you got something you want to be thankful for, so forth.
Yeah. Amen.
I heard something.
I do.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Evangelist Sharon.
New number. Yes. Thank you for the new number. For that. I also want to thank him for my favorite Proverbs, I think it's 3 and 5. I'm not good with that. You have to talk to the pastor. But it's called trust in the Lord, lean not towards your own understanding. And you have to do it sometimes. All the time, really.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be better off if you do it and you're aware of you doing it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I was in a conundrum. Well, we call it a pickle, between a rock and a hard place.
Okay.
It's all the same. Synonyms. All the same. So my car tags have expired. The registration and the tags. I'm in Pennsylvania. Okay. Now, what I'm saying, they have a post office box. Okay. None of this stores in the United States, none of them will insure your car to a post office box. Right? So I can't get the car registered. And I can't get it, you know, running. I mean, it runs. I just move it from place to place, but they can see what they're going to impound it, you know. And I'm trying to do the right thing, but, you know, it's a conundrum. That's what all it is. But also, conundrums show you who's in your corner and who's not. That's my point. So I thank God that God's in my corner. My car started. I moved it off of where I'm staying. I pay rent where I'm staying, but they said I had to move it. So I moved it, you know. I mean, okay. I know when I moved there, you you're supposed to be registered and insured. Okay. My car is not registered because I can't get the insurance. Because I don't have an answer. I have to use somebody else's address. Someplace else, I guess. You know, so sometimes you want to pass to righteousness. You have to do things that are there in front of you. That's like the saying when they said, God sent you help and you was on the island. They sent you a boat. You didn't like that boat. It was too small. That other boat had a home in it. Another boat. And then no more boats. Well, why are you saying it? Because we didn't get another boat. And that's the way I am right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, my health. I'm thankful for Pastor Beasley and Pastor Bell, you know, for guiding me in the right direction. I'm thankful for God's word, you know. God's word is important. People don't realize how important it is, you know. And I guess, you know, I always often wonder how come older people are closer than God. Because they know them. They have more wisdom. Not that they're trying to make it a habit. You know what people say? Oh, you get old and you try to make it to heaven. That's not why. Because you get older and you get wiser.
Okay.
And you know that God has taken out certain situations, put you in different situations. So you have to make the best of it, you know. I thank God for being with me all the time. Even when I don't think that he is, he's there. Because, you know, people say, don't say, can it get worse? Because it can get worse, you know. So, I mean, it's just a small thing to a giant. I had to move my car, but it's okay, you know. I mean, my mother and father's ashes are in it. If something happens to a car, then God will know and they'll know that I really try to preserve, you know, their things, you know. But, you know, I just wanted to say that I'm thankful for the broadcast and this new number. Thank God. And for my health. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is Thankful Thursday. Yeah, Lord just put it in my spirit. I'm going to call you Evangelist Sharon after the broadcast. I got something to share with you. Hallelujah. Okay, anyone else like to be thankful for something? Whatever you're thankful for, you at liberty to do so at this time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Who is that? Oh, yeah, go ahead, Pastor Bell. Go ahead, Pastor Bell. Don't see Evangelist. You go ahead. I can wait. Praise God. First, giving honor to God. Pastor Bell. Pastor B, please. All the want to take the time off to tell the Lord thank you for blessing us all to wake up and see one more day.
Yes.
Giving us one more day to give him thanks.
Yes.
Giving him all the glory and honor.
Yes.
Because he is worthy to be praised.
Yes,
all
he is.
Time.
Yes,
through
he
good,
is.
Through the bad and through the ugly.
He
yes,
is
he worthy
is.
To be praised.
Yes,
we just want to say thank you. He was good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
He is good all the time. Yes, he is.
That's right.
He puts us through some changes to make us stronger.
All right.
To make us deep weaknesses for him.
Come on.
If we can
right.
Go back and see what we went through, and we can help another saint get through that.
Come on now.
By our testimony. You have to say that all the time. You know? You don't
Amen.
Know who's like you're touching when you say
Amen.
The testimony. But
Amen.
God is good. He has
yes,
brought
he
us
is.
Through a lot. And he's
yes, he
going to bring us through a lot.
Yes, he does.
I just thank him for all his many, many blessings. And
yes,
he
is.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Words of wisdom. I love it. Amen. So I like to share my morning devotion, and number chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, reading it from the King James and also from the NIV, I'm sorry, New Living Translation, but from the King James first, the Lord Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee. Give thee peace. Then from the New Living Translation, it said, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Amen, amen. God, to you back on both of my sisters here.
Amen.
Thank God for his many blessings. We know he's working things out. No matter what it looks like in the natural, God is blessing you in the spirit. So I'm thankful to hear how my sister is growing in the Lord and how, you know, the more we're in God's word. And that's why I just love the word. And I love the word is new because God's word will keep us when we're going through trials and tribulations. And both of the sisters said how God is blessing us. God is blessing us. And the more word we have, I heard Pastor say that yesterday, the more word we have, you talk about your faith, the more words we are able to be more than conquerors. So let us continue to stand on the word and trust God. Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6.
Just
to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. He didn't say some of your heart or a little bit of your heart. If it was all of us,
that's right.
And so we gonna trust him. We don't care what the enemy our way. We got our spiritual back. We gonna bat it right on back to him and bind him up in the name of Jesus. Because the world that we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So we bind up anything that is not of God. Amen.
Amen.
God is true to his word. He cannot lie. He will not lie. He won't lie. Because that's not in him.
Yes.
So we, hallelujah. We can lean and depend on him.
Yes.
Because he will keep us. Amen. Because we love him. We trust him. And it's by faith and not by sight. So as long as we say God's word and have scripture in us, it helps us to grow. And the scripture, God's word in us, helps us to just be strong like a tree. Like a tree that's by the water, it might bend, it might wave, but it's not going to fall over. Because the roots
are
deep down, way down. We can't even see them. They deep down. And so that's how we want to be rooted and grounded in the word of God and allow God's word to come through us when we're being tested, when we're being tried.
Amen.
And be the God that the word is new. I know it keeps me focused, keeps me straight. Amen. It's like my spiritual, spiritual whipping. So that if I get out of line, he just pull me right on back in with his, amen. And I thank God because we have his word. I thank God that we can set aside time to be in his word daily.
Amen.
Amen. And I love it. And I just thank God, and I thank God for Pastor because he, no matter what's going on, no matter what he's going through, he makes sure he has time to be in that word. To be in the word, but he just brings us on in the word with him.
Amen.
Thank God.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Spiritual growth. And we just thank God for you, Pastor. We can't thank God enough for using you like he used you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Everybody don't teach the same, but thank God that you let the Holy Ghost use you and Ghost use you. You are sharing the word of God with us to help us to walk straight and according to God's word. Not what man say, not what woman say, but what the God is saying. So glory be to God, and I thank God. God bless.
Amen. Thank you so much. This is Thankful Thursday. Anyone else? Hallelujah. I wanna say this because I want to make the devil out of a liar. People who have said that I told you about Minister Robinson, how that car was just really crashed up. I mean, to look at it, you wouldn't believe the man is alive. I mean, it was kind of smashed together. And I could wish I could show y'all pictures of that thing. But anyway, he's on here all the time. But today I'm going to call him out and ask him if he'll just say a word, because I want the devil to know. Because somebody said, oh, that didn't really happen. Well, I want y'all to know it happened. And he's on here today. If he don't do nothing but just say a word, I admire the young man where he's headed. We talk about a lot of stuff. But God had truly blessed him with a lot of wisdom and knowledge. I'm going to ask him if he'd be so kind to grace us today with a word of wisdom or whatever. Just let us know, let others know that you're alive. Because I know you're alive. Because I've talked to you and seen you. Minister Robinson. Are you able to say something, Minister Robinson? Hallelujah. Well, believe me, he's on here. Minister Robinson. Okay. Well, meanwhile, if anyone else like to have, and if it's Thankful First, if you'd like to have something to share, well, just you're at liberty right now to do so. Hallelujah. Anyway.
Hello?
Hello, yes, yes, Overseer William.
How y'all doing today? God bless you. I thank God for the word, and I am thankful to have the opportunity to phone in. That God allowed me to live this. I'm thankful that I'm living in my golden years. I just give God praise for his word. The word is true. And they say we have not because we ask not. We have to ask God for our blessing. He give us grace and mercy. We have to ask him to help us to endure, that we'll continue to serve in for the kingdom's sake. That they say to love others as you love yourself. Treat your good to love God with all your heart. And I just thank God for the encouragement that the pastor gives each and every day. The other minister come on and encourage one another. Give God thankful for the prayers that you sent up for me. And yes. I just give you thanks and praise that you continue to speak the word of God. Let us know that there is a God and you have to stand on the word. And I just thank you for letting me share.
Oh, absolutely. Praise the Lord for you.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Anyone else?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anyone else like to share something? Thankful Thursday. Ain't you thankful for? I'm going to say it again. The Lord told me there's no reason for anybody to have breath not to praise him. The 150th Psalm said, let everything has breath praise ye the Lord. So there is no need for anyone to have breath not to praise God. And that don't mean you got to praise him here. Praise him wherever you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're not just trying to confine you to here, but if you're going down the road and God show you a miracle, stop praising him. Just praise him. I'm praising God today for this new nature. Hello? That's right. I'm praising God today for this new nature because I think one of the most, I just find this scripture to be awesome. In Galatians, well, wait a minute. Let me go to Galatians first. In Galatians 2 and 20, it says, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it's Christ that lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. See, there's the victory right there. Faith calls your victory. You walk in victory because of your faith. God, who loved us, gave himself so we can identify with him. Listen, brothers and sisters, in the year 2024 and beyond, you're going to have to identify with something. I don't care what it is. You're going to have to identify, and then you're going to have to stand on it. You're going to have to find scriptures, and you're going to have to stand on it. There is no wishy-washy, no 20-80, no 60-40, 50-50. You're going to either have to stand in the Word of God or you're not. That's what lies ahead. And God showed me that in our new identity, remember, all things are passed away. You have to let it go. I know you did some magnificent things in 2023. I know you went through some things. I know some of it was good, some of it was bad. But hey, you got to let it all go now because you're in 2024. That's what it means to let the old go and the new come to fruition. The new can never happen until you let the old go. Can I say that one more time? Because I think somebody might have just missed what I just said. You have to let the old go if you're going to ever deal with the new. Can't hold both of them. You got to let the old go and the new come to fruition. This new identity that we have, God have declared that we're citizens in heaven. This is the word of God. God have declared that you've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer you. Ain't about you no more. That's old. That's past. Let it be about the spirit that lives in you now. Sometimes we don't want to let things go. I remember when I played football and when I got grown, I didn't want to let that go. But there come a point you realize, hey, you ain't wearing Jerry curls no more. I mean, it made it look good back then, but you ain't wearing that now. Sometimes you got to let some stuff go. I know people trying to hold on to maybe their exes or whatever, and they dead. You got to let that go. There's experiences that you've had in life. You got to let it go. There's some new stuff awaits you. But you can't deal with the new because you're too busy trying to hold on to the old. And it's going to cause confusion. So you have to let the old man, you have to crucify him. Kill it. That's what crucify means, to kill it. He said, and I start identifying with his crucifixion. Now, this is in the Word of God, Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. Watch this. But. See, that word but is important. He said but. So when you see the word but, forget about what I just said. Pay attention. That's what that word but means. Pay attention because I'm getting ready to tell you something. I'm getting ready to drop something in you here. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me now. That'll make somebody shout. No, it ain't even about you. It's Christ in you. See, when you start looking at life from that perspective, you understand folks can't bother you now. It doesn't matter what they say. They can't bring your past back up because that's not who's in you now. Christ lives in you. Though they might have knew you in year 2015. They might have knew you in the year 2020. But they don't know you now. Because what's in you now is Christ. That new life lives in you. It's Christ living in you. They can't hurt you. They might hurt Christ, But they can't hurt you. They can't do you no harm because you're gone. You're gone now. That's Christ who lives in you. It's Christ who lives in you. And that's important, brothers and sisters. And it's your faith. Your faith is your victory. Listen, listen, love. Listen, it's your faith that's your victory. And the life that you live now is in the faith of the Son of God. Watch this. I have righteousness now. Woo! I'm the very righteousness of God. You know why? Because my faith is in the Son of God. Y'all didn't even hear that. You can declare that you're righteous now. You can declare that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. You can declare because you are a new creature. You are a new creation. You can declare this thing because it's faith. Faith speaking now. Faith says this is who you are. Faith says that you are his, the apple of your father's eye. You're God's chosen one. That's what faith says to you. And you just happens to agree with that.
Amen.
See, Satan never wanted us to agree with the word of God. He didn't want Adam and Eve to agree with God's word. He didn't. And what makes you think he wants you gonna he gonna let you agree with it? He ain't gonna do it. That ain't who he is. He's a stealer. He steal, kill, and destroy. He do not want you to agree with God's word. Those things are called strongholds. You may have to pray that God free you of those strongholds, because if Satan can keep that over your head through condemnation, which you are not, therefore now, right now, is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who not walking after the flesh. You're not walking after the flesh. You're walking after the Spirit, bless God. That's what you're walking walking after. But he'll do everything he can to keep you and keep that word from you. Brother, sister, let me tell you what. He keeps it a secret. Satan keeps it a secret. He know what God called you. He know who you are when you're in Christ. But he's not going to tell you. Well, why do you think the enemy is going to tell you how to beat him? Huh? He don't tell you that.
Okay.
When God then said, I declare that you have the victory over there in 1 Corinthians 15:57, Satan is not going to tell you you got the victory. He's going to show you where you have not measured up. And he forgot to tell you that your faith is in Christ. That's what made you have the victory. Isn't that what Galatians 2:20 says? By faith in the Son of God. Listen to that. By faith in the Son of God, I have the incorruptible seed living in me. The Word of God lives in me. And it lives in you and lives in you. So, yeah, he'll attack you, Evangelist Sharon. Yeah, he'll attack you, Evangelist Renee. Yes, he will attack you because he don't want that word. He wants you to focus on the attack. He don't ever want you to focus on, hey, you've already been delivered. That's a thing of the past. See, and when you tell him, oh, Satan, I know your trick. I've been delivered from the power of darkness. Not going to. You have been. Well, I hope one day, no. The Bible said we've been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. He called it a curse of the law of sin. That's what it's called, law of sin and death. Because when you try to keep it, that's what's going to happen. You're going to sin and you're going to die. But remember John 8, he set us free from that. Evangelist Sharon was saying something a moment ago, and I thought about the Lord put something in my spirit. Because it's good to know that in Proverbs 3 and 5, but I'm going to tell y'all this. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Wow. Don't let it get away. Do not let mercy and truth get away. Don't let it forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall I find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. That's powerful, brothers and sisters. If you find it slipping, tie a knot in it and hold on. Don't let mercy pass. See, mercy is on one side and goodness is on the other, and it's following you. If it seems like it's gonna run away, grab it. Grab mercy and start thanking God for his mercy. Lord, I need your mercy. Thank you for it. You ain't gonna go past me. I'm gonna grab it. I'm gonna tackle it. I'm gonna do what I cannot let mercy get past me. I can't let truth get past me.
Yeah.
I gotta bind it, man. Do you know what that means? Lay hands on it. You go in here and you find God's scripture that talks about mercy and just continue to put it on you. See, you do that before you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. That's why he tells you, use my mercy. Don't forsake my truth. The word of God is truth. Go grab it. Go grab some truth and watch what happens. Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that mercy is everlasting. But it's yours when you grab it. If you don't acknowledge him in all of your ways, he can't direct your path. But if you will acknowledge him and say, Lord, I need your mercy here. I need your truth here. I need your grace. See, this is a time for grace, brothers and sisters. Don't get it twisted now.
Yeah.
You're living in a time of grace. Everything God, so when the enemy come against you, let him know, hey, this is grace. This is the grace of God. This is God's favor. That's what the scripture said. That's God's favor. So shall I find favor. That's grace. I got paper for you now. I'll take you there. I'll take you there in a heartbeat. I am not the one today to play with. I got grace. I got the favor of God. I was talking to a sister this morning. She was telling me about God's favor. And I'm going to tell you something, brother and sister. Sometimes God used doctors. Because he said, the sick need the physician. Take advantage of it. And you'll see God's favor in that. There's favor in medicine. See, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Stop limiting God. Well, I'm just waiting on a miracle. I'm waiting on the divine healing. No, take the pill until the divine comes, because that's God's favor. He holding you there till you get the faith. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm going to speak right to somebody right now. Start refusing the things of the Lord. The earth is the Lord. Can I say this one more time? The earth is the Lord. Pastor, you don't mind if I say this to you. The earth is the Lord. I know who owns this stuff. Yeah. Don't play with me, Satan. You're a liar. I know who really owns this stuff.
Hallelujah.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Don't tell me who owns the medicine. I know who owns the medicine. And if God said, take it, and that's my favor for today, hallelujah. See, it's level of this stuff, brothers and sisters. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And then you find favor with God. So God will give you an aspirin. God will give you a penicillin. It's okay. Well, you know, I don't take medicine. You don't have to, baby. If you don't believe in it and you don't believe the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, go to everything in the earth. Now go to the moon and get something. But this stuff here belongs to God. I know some of your theologians and some of your theology doesn't teach that. But I'm going to tell you, the scripture says the earth is the Lord. He can use a mosquito to do his will. God can use a snake to do his. Don't do what he say. And watch a frog or jump this word out. A snake will wiggle this word out. A dog will bark this word out. a cat with meow in this world. Mm-hmm. Don't preach. Fail to preach. And God said, I'll make the rocks cry out. No, don't get beside yourself.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God got eagles right now fly to the top of the mountain and declare his word. But I'm going to tell you, you got favor with God. Matter of fact, the Bible says, so shall you find favor. You'll find this favor with him. And you'll have good understanding in the sight of God and man. Hallelujah. You almost make me want to preach. Okay. Anybody else have anything you want to be thankful for today? Hallelujah. You tell that devil you got favor with God. You got God's grace. You done found it. Hallelujah. You got to find it, brothers and sisters. It ain't just there. He says, and you shall, thou, well, whoever he is, shall find favor. You got to find it. That word find is to look diligently. It ain't laying on top of the stove. It ain't laying on the countertop. It ain't in eye view. It ain't in hand reach. You got to find it. Like the woman who lost her coin. She went everywhere, diligently searching for it. Till she found it. You got to find it. Got to hunt it. Hunt for it. Get in that word and find faith. And declare.
Amen.
Declare God's blessings over your life. Declare that you've been delivered from the power of darkness. Declare that you've been redeemed from the power and from the curses of the law of sin and death. You find it and declare that Romans 8:37 belongs to you, that you're more than a conqueror. You've been sealed with the Holy Ghost. You find the favor. You find that you're the righteousness of God by faith. Yes, you are partakers of a divine nature. You find the favor that God has promised you. But if you don't get in that word, And find it and stop believing some of these old hypocrite preachers. Because, see, they don't know it and they don't want you to have it. That's what Satan is about. He don't have it and he don't want you to have it. That's why you're going to have to study for yourself. 2 Timothy 3:16. You have to study. You have to find it. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Pastor, you had gave us, this is just one of the scriptures, Colossians 2 and verse 20.
Galatians. That was Galatians 2. That was Galatians 2.
Okay. Colossians 2,
reference
to Galatians 2. Did that make sense? Did I lose y'all? I don't mean to lose nobody.
No, the one I gave, the one, you said the one I gave Galatians 2 and 20, for those that are keeping notes.
Right. So, reference to that is also Colossians 2:20, which is, wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances? So I was looking at that in New Living Translation. It says, you have died with Christ, and he has set you free from the spiritual powers world. So why do you keep on following the rules of the world, such as? And then I looked over here, Peter 2 and chapter 1 and the 3rd verse. It says, as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through love. It says, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. So from the New Living, it says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a just provision of moral excellency, and moral excellency with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and control with patience, endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. So as you were teaching, those scriptures was coming to me, you know, one after another, and how it just brings out what you were saying. This is what we have, you know. Tell the Lord thank you, he gave this to us. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for bringing that out. Appreciate it. Listen, brothers and sisters, God wants us to identify with him because he identified with us. He calls us his children. What you going to do, ignore he your daddy? If you, see, I don't know if any of you guys ever had a stepdad or not. Or, I don't know. Well, matter of fact, forget that. You ever had a play mama, play daughter, play son? If they calling you their mother, you ought to be calling them your son or your daughter.
Amen.
God decreeing and declaring that you're his child. He called you daughters. He called you son. Why wouldn't you call him daddy? Why would you identify with him as your father of righteousness? Why not identify with his stuff? He identifying with your stuff.
Amen.
He made you a chosen generation. He made you a chosen race.
Yeah.
He made you right.
Amen.
He separated you from sin. So if he separated you from sin, why don't you agree with that? Why not go out and tell people, I'm no longer that person? And if you do it long enough, you'll find out that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I challenge anybody. You get out there and you say what the word of God say, or you say what God is saying, and watch what happens. I tell people all the time, God ain't through with me yet. I'm his workmanship. I'm being created in Christ daily. I'm being created for a good work, not a bad work. I'm being created daily. I'm God's workmanship. When you're looking at me, you're looking at God's masterpiece. You ain't, now, if you look at the flesh, if you look at the flesh, you ain't going to see God. Because I don't think anything about my flesh resembles God. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So look at my spirit and see if the grace of God have not covered me. Somebody see me. Hey, I want you to know. I want you to see the grace of God in me. I want you to see what God did for me and to me. He changed me. A lot of times, I had the pleasure of seeing Evangelist Sharon. I hate to use this term, but I got to say it. I had seen her in her best. Then I seen her in her worst. Then I seen her in her best. I watched her in the flesh be all the woman, probably a woman can be in the flesh. Then I watched sickness, all kinds of things took her over and brought her to her. Matter of fact, she couldn't even walk. They had to carry her. And then I watched the grace of God put pound and pound and pound upon her. When I saw her the last time, I didn't know who she was. She didn't look like the same person. Big difference. See, so I don't see her. I see the grace of God on her life. I see what grace did for her life. That's that favor. That's God's favor. He didn't have to. God had to wake you up. He didn't have to wake you up this morning. He didn't have to give you the use and activity of your limb. That's God's favor. And if you're at least 70 and beyond, you ought to show up be thanking God. You should be to everybody praising God. Because God gave you your promise, that 70 by help and strength. You ain't got no business trying to sit down on God. Anybody, you ought, I mean, if God did anything for you, you ought to be praising him.
Amen.
But especially when you know you got the favor of God. Because you know how you got here. You know it ain't been all you. The jobs you had weren't all you.
That's right.
Places you've been, you know it wasn't all you. I don't care about the airplane taking you. I don't care about the car taking you. You know it wasn't you. You knew God had a place in there. You know God played a part in getting you from point A to point B.
Hallelujah.
I've known people who travel hundreds of miles, and they say, you know what? Man, I was so sleepy. I don't know how I got here. It was the grace of God. Tell you how you got there. It was God's grace. When bullets was flying over everybody else's head, but God's grace allowed it to go way over your head. But I'm going to leave you there, brothers and sisters. But I want you all to know that we're living in God's grace. It's a time for his grace and truth to come forth. Like never, ever before. It's what God's word say you are. That's his grace. The enemy want to shut it down, but he can't. It's too late now. The internet will expose him every time. You don't have to be conformed to this world. You don't have to. I was listening to this is a comedy. His name is Cat Williams. I'm going to say this and I'm going to be done. But Cat Williams talking about because he don't do what everybody else do, they don't blackball him. They shut doors on But God still opened up doors for him. That, those are his words. He says they got mad because he won't be a black. He won't be a woman. See, these good comedians, they want them to dress up a black man. They don't put that pressure on a white man. They put it on a black man. Said, and I'm going to tell y'all, this is to make you understand what I'm saying. But he stayed true to who he is. He stayed true to what he is. He's a comedian. And he was talking about Ricky Smiley. He dressed up like an old lady. Talking about Tyler Perry. He dressed up like a woman. Old Kevin Hart. He talked about all these comedians and people. That even Steve Hart. All of them are dressed up like a woman because that's what they do. They put their mark on you, and then they can control you. He refused to do that. I said, you know what? I didn't know that about him. I didn't know. That's why they shut the doors, in effect. And here's what God showed me. God said, when you stand by a certain principle, you're going to lose some friends. Folk going to shut some doors. You ain't seen that. When you made a stand that you're going to say what the word of God say, folks, they just not going to like you. Stumbling blocks in your way. So you might as well get ready to be prosecuted and persecuted. Jesus said, if they did this to me, and I'm a green tree. That's what Jesus said. If they did this for me, you need to prepare yourself to face hostility and persecution. And then he showed it to me in the word. See, all those that desire to live godly in Christ Jesus, you will suffer persecution. But evil men and imposters will go worse and worse. Just keep living. You're going to see it's going to get worse and worse because they don't have nothing to stand up. They don't have no truth. Deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue the word of God to say in the things which you have learned. Stay in it. Keep the faith. Keep trusting God. He brought you this far. God, you're the one that got me here. You ain't going to leave me out here to drown. You're not that kind of God. You're not going to do that, Lord. I know you're not. You're too big for that. Yeah. Meanwhile, we'll see you all on tomorrow. I thank each and every one of you all. We'll see you tomorrow for the word at noon.
Goodbye.
Okay, Doc. I appreciate that. I didn't know. Maybe you'll come on and again and share. Because I want to prove that what I said to the people was truth. Thank you.
Hello?
Hey,
Pastor.
Hey, Evangelist Sharon. Yeah. Look here. Is there anything I can do on this end for you?
I don't think so. I mean, my other car is still down there. Maybe you can get my other car, but I got to get this one straightened out first. Uh-huh.
Well, that's what I was saying. Is it, you had your dad's car, the car your dad had?
Yeah, I have his car. Mm-hmm. But see, he expired. The insurance and stuff expired in 2021. 2022, I was...
Right.
2023 is when I came here. I drove the car. But I knew I shouldn't have driven, but, you know, it was my easy getaway. So I came here. So now they don't want to park. I'm in a domestic officer. They don't want me to park in their lot because I'm not insured. They don't want me in their own lot because I and stuff. I read my mouth to somebody.
Yeah, I understand.
But still, you got to give me registration and insurance to the office, you know, for you to be allowed to park in that parking lot.
Okay.
So they knew that, you know, I had been parked out front. But they moved me to the car for a trash day. They moved the day. You know, said, no problem, I can't get you down. They got me to park right now for whatever. Well, I moved to the insurance company. No parking here. Everything's about to come in for me or two other things. So as far as I'm parked. But anyway, I can't get you my car or two.
Domestic violence center. So you can't have that address out there like this, but you can have this address.
Yeah, I can. I guess I can. But I wait until they go through. You know, I'll use it for my last resource. I appreciate you offering. It makes me happy because, you know, it came my car for mom's ashes, my dad's ashes.
Yeah.
And then move it back. This I can't move it back there. You know, because people fight for frustrations, you know. But it's okay because, you know, I trust the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know God will work it. Like you said, put yourself, I'll just send you the information, the VIN number and stuff, and then you will sort in that way, and it's some things, you know. But mostly, I'll go.
Well, you know, the vote came by.
No, I appreciate it. No, I'm probably going to use that one because I'm going to tell them when I put it back in line and what they'll tell them, look, I'm waiting for my stuff to come in. I use somebody else's address. I'm going to tell them. I'm going to say my pastor. My pastor, because they like that kind of stuff. My pastor is sued my car for me and paved it up because he knew I was having a hard time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just wanted to reach out to you. And so, go on. You
are. You know what? Once your mother and your father go, you know you only have you. I mean, some people have friends, but my friends were mostly guy partners. I ain't gonna lie to you. Because I tell them they weren't really my friends.
Well, you know, I had that group too. I'll have a lot. I probably got 5 friends on one thing, on one hand I can count. If I can count that mess. I don't know if I can count that mess.
But they weren't my friends. They weren't my friends.
Yeah.
No.
I had a lot of associates, but I only had a few friends. Had a lot of associates, but I only had a few friends. But okay.
See, I know these people was my friends, but they're not. And I know it now. So I know them by myself. You know, like, you're not around the corner from me no more. I can't call you and say, oh, you know what? I'm hungry. Can you bring me $20 until, you know, I can't do that. I have to dress down, sit for myself, you know.
I got you.
I don't ask somebody for nothing. And I don't get high, so I don't respond to my money.
Well, I want you to know I love you. And if you know how to chat, just call me, whatever, and we'll talk, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. If you have a nice day, God bless you.
Nothing. That you are alive. That I did not lie. That you are alive. alive. Someone said, I was just saying stuff, and I wanted you to testify you was in that bad accident. And yes, you are alive, and you will.
Well, you got disability insurance, which means you get part of your career ends, and then you got loss of value insurance, which is when I was going to get drafted in the fourth round, I got hurt, I got drafted in the third round, which holds to make the difference. That's tough to prove and tough to collect on. And then, you know, you got critical injury insurance, which is just like the homeowner's policy. You get an ACL, you get $250,000 in debt. So instead of us trying to decide who gets what, we used to just pay for insurance. And when Tua got hurt, it changed my whole philosophy on this, and that, hey, that family should have made this decision about what insurance he has. Does that make sense? So we just started giving blocks of money, you know, to families, and you got a first round grade, you got this much money, you got a second round grade, you got this much money, and you go choose whatever kind of insurance that you want. And it gives the players and the families a better peace of mind, and if they want to have it.
Hello?
Yes, that game.
Hey, Pat!
How
you doing, Pat?
I'm doing good.
How about you? Doing good. You ain't going back up on John Bell Road.
Won't be today.
On the right-hand side.
I'm
going to
be skeptical when I do
go
that way.
Okay.
Yeah, that was just weird right there.
Okay. That was something different, huh?
Yeah. That's
a
guy for all things.
There you go. All kind of roadblocks. Ones you don't even see.
Right. It was just, I thought it was my fault. I did something wrong. I fall off. I didn't know what it was. You said you're
I'm in it before me.
You said you're a freak.
You
said you're a freak.
I ain't said nobody
you said something about a freak.
I ain't said no, I don't damn freak.
You did say something about a freak.
No, I did.
Yes, you
did. I said, well, I said that's what you thought.
Now, you say you freaked me out. I know exactly what you said.
No, I did. I ain't said nothing about no freak.
You said it freaked me out. That's what you just said, man.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you remember just saying that?
I'm not saying
it, but you know. And I tried to turn it in to you saying you're a freak. I know what you said. You said it freaked me out.
Whatever you want to say.
Oh, no, it's what you said. You said it freaked me out. And it would have freaked me out, too. Especially when you don't know what it is. If it's a tire or half of your car falling, it'll freak anybody out.
Right. And I was trying to get to one. I'm just wondering, you know, I've been before me.
Right.
You know,
they
went through there, you know.
The same thing happened to me, man, with that. When I was coming from the airport, and all them cars on the exit of 58, man, I mean, it was lined up, and I ain't paid no attention to those cars. And lined up, I saw them on the side of the road, and I didn't know why they were parked up. And then when mine was, boom, 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 boom. You know now. You didn't know now you know. Correct.
Yeah. You had three front tires.
Uh-huh.
Well, he said there's more.
Oh, you find humor in that. No, I had to call the tow truck.
Yeah.
See? That's the difference between you and I. I had to call a tow truck. Move my stuff. You was able to drive yours.
Yeah, I drove
slowly. I made it. I got it. And this guy in this Mustang that was in front of me, I think he paid like two of his tires, and he had to pay like two of his tires and rims and everything was messed up. I don't know if he paid $500 or $1,000. He told me I forgot now. Yeah, because he got a fix right there on the spot. He had to have people, you know, like a mobile tire company, because he couldn't drive here either. But I had mine towed, because I wasn't trying to pay for nobody to fix it out there. I said, when I get it home, then I'll work with it.
Yeah, he was out there.
You tell me that.
I saw him. Yeah, I saw him at Walmart. And I say, I said, hey, how are you? He said, I'm good, honey. I said, I know you. And then he said, and I know him. And he said, look, I know you too. I said, what's your name? He said, I said, I'm Mr. Brown. I said, yeah, but he had, you remember, I should bring my car down. He said, I remember. And so he I guess came real wrong. So he, you know, he, stand the high rise up there on that street right there on the side of right after Peter, that you going, that when you come out of Walmart, you go right to the left. Anyway, it's a high rise up there. That's where he lives.
Mm-hmm.
So he was there. So when I left out of there, out of the drive parking lot, because he left before me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got my car and left out, when I got up to the stop sign up there, he was at the top of the street, going to the right, and I guess gonna go to where he lives. And I flew at him again. And
was he driving? Was he able to drive?
He was driving his wheelchair.
Oh, okay.
So it's a portable wheelchair.
I get that, but you know sometimes they roll them up in vans and stuff. So I didn't know.
He was with his by himself.
Okay, I got it. He rolled it on the street. I got you.
Yeah, he drove it up into the car.
Yeah.
You know, he had a wheelchair and he was rolling it and he just ride. So, but I remember somebody was saying something about Mr. Brown. And they said, you know, Mr. Brown, he don't work no more. I said, he don't. And they said, yeah, but they, you know, they had moved or something up there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah. He said, yeah, another young guy that was working with him, he worked there, he was working. And I said, well, he said, yeah, you know, he in a wheelchair now. I said, yeah. That's when I had that, green car, that Ford.
I don't remember that.
2014 or
15,
because I got rid of that Ford in 2015. That old green Ford.
But you just saw him not too long ago, right?
Yeah, about 4 months ago, something like that, I guess.
You said you was going to call those people about your benefits. You call them?
You said what now?
You was telling me you was going to call those people about your benefits.
What benefits?
You know, we were talking about, I don't know, I don't think it was
well. What would I was telling you about? Because I already know. I don't know if it was the health care,
it was something you were saying, because we were talking about the dentist. Getting a new set of dentists. You said you're going to take your time this time, and you was going to take your time and make sure that you get the right thing, and I was agreeing with you, but you said you was going to call them and find out some other stuff. But that's all right. If you don't remember, it's okay.
I just don't remember right now, but I really got to establish with them that they said I can go anywhere now. Well, you know, I can go anywhere.
Yeah, well, whatever you were saying that you was gonna find out. Okay, wait, let me get this job. Okay, let me get this job. This is your job calling me back. So I'll call you back.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, hon. What's going on, baby?
I took
a half call. Checking on me. You said somebody was calling and checking on you.
Yeah, my daughter is the one in Conway.
Okay. That's your real daughter?
Alfreda.
Alfreda, yeah. See, when you talking about her, I know her as Alfreda.
Yeah.
You got so many daughters.
I know.
And a bunch of adopted children that is illegally adopted. But some of them treat me pretty good. I thank God for that grace he is.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, you had a good lesson today. I was in a lot of pain, but I try to push myself and give God thanks because it still helped me to be able to move around. It's going to get better, I believe that.
Oh, yeah, it's going to get better. It's going to get better.
I'm glad you understand, because some people, when you start issues, they don't want to be bothered. You got to know that you're a good person.
What'd you say?
I said that's good. You understand. A lot of times people have issues. You know, people move on. They don't want to be bothered. I know God has given me this. They need a heart and care for people who needed help. And I know God will give me great somebody to care for me till I get better. Yeah. It means a lot. Able of God.
I love it. I just did the word 24/7.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, you need it. You need the word to keep you encouraged, to keep you inspired.
Yes.
And never get too much word.
Well, the word of God to me is more important than oxygen.
Yes, it is.
That's how I see the word. The word of God, it has to be the most important. See, we got to put the word of God where God got it. God, it's on God's top shelf. God said, you know what? Before my word will fail, I'll let you know. You said that the other day. You read the scripture out of Mark. He said, heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of my word. So if a person would just understand that scripture, look here, if you're in the word of God, you ain't going nowhere. If you're in the word of God, whatever going on with the word is going on with you.
That's right.
Whatever going on with the word is going on with you, because heaven and earth ain't going to pass away. And if it did, the word is going to still be here.
That's right.
So I'd rather be in the word, knowing that heaven and earth, I'd rather be in the word than to be in heaven and earth. Because if it passed, the word ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
Because John said he saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God. The old heaven and the old earth had passed away. So the people that was able to make it were the people that was in the word of God.
That's right. Yeah, Lord.
Yeah. So you're in good shape. You all right? You all right? You're in the word of God. God got you.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't care what it looks like right now.
That's right.
You know, I was thinking about that girl. She's a woman, but her name is Evangelist Sharon. Uh-huh. I didn't want to tell everybody, but that girl, went down to like 68 pounds. She went from 220 to about 68 pounds.
Wow.
She was all bones. I looked at her and cried.
Yeah.
That's how bad it looked. I looked at her and cried. Because, see, I knew what she was before.
That's right.
And when she worked for me. She got off them streets. I told her, I said, well, I'll give you a job, but you can't be on them streets and work too. She said, would you do that? I said, yeah. I gave her a job, put her in the shelter. She's smart. She have all kind of degrees. You wouldn't believe the degrees that girl had. She had, and this was, I forgot how many years ago that was, but it was like 2000 and maybe it was 1998. It was before 2000. But either way, whenever it was, I don't even remember. But here's the thing. When I saw her, she was a healthy, vibrant woman who gave her life to the Lord after being in them streets. Then she went back out there, and I didn't see her for 10, 15 years. Then I saw her again, and, she was okay, but I could tell she had been doing something maybe she shouldn't have been doing or whatever. But either way, God let that woman lose, come back, and she lost all that weight. I mean, she lost all of her weight, all of her beauty. She kept her right mind. When I tell you, this woman told her story many times online. But she was a nurse. She was a RN. She went and started getting a medicine, and her and her boyfriend started selling it. That's how she went to jail. God let her get out of prison, put her foot back on solid ground, and she ended up going and getting another degree for something. I forget what it was, but anyway, because it's her story. She had to tell it. But anyway, She went and got another degree. Here's a woman with 4 degrees coming off the streets. And I don't know, she got flipped some kind of way. And God led her back to me to help her again. And that was a test for me. That was a test for me. She don't know it. She don't know it even to the day. The Lord told her, said, because see, she left the job. She just walked off. And the Lord showed me that if I was going to be a Christian man, I had to still help them that have despitefully used me.
That's right.
And it was not, some people may think that was easy. That wasn't easy, honey. Not for me. It might have been easy for somebody else. It just wasn't easy for me. It was not easy for me to do, because I was going to hold a grudge. My thinking was, you didn't mess me around like that. Especially when I've been good to you, you don't mess me around like that.
That's right.
But God let me see that if I was going to be a Christian, that I had to go through that little period. And she was she was that person that helped me through it, and she don't know it. She don't know it today.
That's right.
If the Lord tell me to share it with her, I will. But if he don't, I'm not going to.
That's right.
Because all she know is I helped her, and she was very appreciative.
My dad's good.
So what Richard them doing now, today?
He came by here this morning and got the arch. Let someone in to look at the arch. I got a heart shape arch, but you know, get married on them.
Oh, okay.
And I keep forgetting to tell Richard to come and get it. And to try to get it painted, you know, spread in it. So when she comes to look at it, I'm Once you get it dressed, it looks very nice. She wants to come to have. At first she had talked about having a good size, you know, wig. And then she said, you know, they don't know where they don't live at yet. Because where Johnny work at, because of him to me, he gets in Wolfsburg, it's so far. But his work over there in Charleston and Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, but those ways from him. So she said, I don't know where they're going to live at. They might build a house. So she's been inquiring about some land. But they'll figure it out.
How living close by you, would that be best for, would that be good for them or not?
If it be close to me?
Yeah.
Well, Walterburg not that far, but she don't want to live to Walterburg. And then she was saying, but the embassy, and I told her, I said, well, people, they're building a stuff around the corner. I tell them, they're trying to build the embassy back up. And I tell her, well, it'd be nothing in it. Put up business and you know, make something. If everybody just leaves, it'd be a ghost town. But other people coming in, they farm and they just develop it. So it'd be slow, but it takes money, but it's gonna be built up.
But what I was thinking is, like you said, him and her, they could do the ministry and but I think you got a good point that they could be doing ministry around there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was supposed to work with me when at the end, but she said it was too far. So I don't know. She's some Baptist church over there on the island. She's been doing pretty good there, but those people don't. They don't go out and support her. Johnny for the church over there was Richard at. Well, I don't know. He pulled in when Richard out of the town. Richard asked me this morning if I was in so much pain, he asked me if he wanted him to ask Johnny to come over from there. I told him he could go in and ask him. You know, I'm going to try to push my way if I can. But I don't have no problem with somebody else coming and teaching. I do go out sometimes to try to reach the people that's out there. A lot of them don't go to church. Sometimes I go out there, they be sitting up there drinking, they be offering me some. I say, if they have a little cancer, I say, no, thank you.
The devil don't care. You see what he did with Jesus.
Care.
Well, he cared about you. He had Jesus up on the mountain talking about, if you'll do this and you'll do that, I'll give you this. So if he don't mind tempting Jesus, he don't have no respect for you.
Yeah. Can't let him confuse you. That's why I was telling the young lady earlier, she said, how can he confuse you? Boy, I tell them that we get like that, we got to remember that this week. I said, but that's why you stay in the Word. You never did. You build your spirit up. You got to let that spirit be powerful and keep your mind positive. Know that God's going to heal you. Sometimes we go through tests. Sometimes we start going to heal us. Sometimes we try to mess up. But what we're going through, we got to experience that we know how to just do something. We know how to persevere. You know how not to give up. And you can encourage somebody else. Your testimony will inspire somebody. And it'll help somebody else to get over what
going through some of the same things you've been through. But there are some people that you believe it or not, some people are sick. That's what that one's sick. Doesn't need bad, need to have. So I don't feel that kind of courage. Because calm, if they come back to you, we'll make back to you the person who sent it. You sent out good stuff for people. You want good stuff for you. And the Bible tells you love your neighbor as yourself. We can't do that on the road. We have to let it stop it.
Well, Galatians 6 and 7 say, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Yeah, so if you sow them kind of seeds, you're going to reap them.
That's right.
You will reap them. And I don't care. You can sow the seed in South Carolina and move to Georgia. It's coming up again.
Yep. Can't run from it.
Can't run from it. And that's why I try to do right toward people, because sometimes I get to thinking that I don't want it to come back my way.
That's right.
And karma
will get you.
Every time.
Yeah, it'll get you.
Yeah, karma ain't no joke.
That's right.
If you don't know, you better know.
I know that's right. It used to seem like it took a while to come back. He's coming right back now. See, your own hand
You know what I ain't did in a long time? I hadn't cooked no homemade bread. Thank you so much for joining today and allowing the Lord to use you. It's a blessing.
Yeah, it was a good message. Even on point today, the oil can get off. I was paying for it. I said, you know, you can't worry about the pain. You gotta look up to God. He said he ain't gonna leave me. He ain't gonna forsake me. Then he put other people in my life to encourage me. So I try to encourage myself. I said, if I can get on the pen. Sometimes it's so painful, you can hardly talk, but you got to push. He said, faith without work is dead.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not faith to start to heal you, so you got to try to work. Got to try to say something.
That's right. That's right. Exactly right. Having that word and don't work it is dead. You ain't gonna accomplish nothing. It's pointless.
Right.
Yeah.
God gave you your talent and your strength to do things and help people and help girls. But you, one thing but two, you always try to help. I said, I ain't gonna stop crying because you don't know when you're gonna need it. It took me a
Lord, you provide for your family. And God will show you who really needs you. Sometimes something, you see a old lady up there trying to be broken.
Say to the Lord, Lord, when did I see you hungry and not fed you? See, we was willing to do that for him. He said, well, at least you did to one of these, you also did unto me.
Right.
I was telling my daughter, I treat everybody the same.
That's right.
Because you never know who you're going to need. You know, sometimes people, they want to treat people different. I didn't do that when I was in the organized church. I didn't care if you was a deacon or you this your first time being there. I treated everybody the same. And because you never know, the person you think you're doing good for, that'd be the last person to help you. And the one that you don't help, that'd be the first one to help you. So I learned to treat them all the same. All the same.
One of my sisters always married to a preacher. After her husband died, Richard Oakland. And the woman wasn't a flirty with her husband. I knew he was a flirty man. He didn't mind that he married to a woman. And they said he went into church and cursed the people out in the church. She's there now. I never saw
I know as soon as I try to take a nap, I know
okay.
that I ain't going to stay there. But that's the only way I can shake this thing and get up and do what I need to do. But I'll holler at you in a minute.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, hello,
hello.
And how are you? Hey, you know, I'm
blessed by the best prayer for the rich. Amen, amen. Yeah,
how about you?
I'm blessed by the best prayer for the rich. Thank you.